Well, g'day, folks. Today, you're going to be in for a treat, especially cricket lovers. We're going to be having a chat to Brisbane Heat superstar Chris Lynn to find out what he's been up to lately and where he is at the moment, because he's overseas playing cricket. And he's doing great things as a co-founder of Playbook Coach. So we'll find out more about that, plus much more on Legends with Bevo.
Welcome to Legends with Bevo. Thanks to the Holdy, Coopers, and Anytime Fitness Glenelg.
Chris Lynn, great to have you on Legends with Bevo for a chat, mate. How are you going at the moment, and where are you?
Yeah, pleasure, mate. Look, I'm actually in Trinidad and Tobago. So where? It's probably the furthest point and the other side of the world as you can go. So left Brisbane maybe just about a week ago. Went Qatar to New York, 17-hour stopover in New York, where I met up with the other Aussie lads and Kiwi lads. And then went to St. Lucia, the beautiful island of St. Lucia, where there was no protocols because it was just outside the tournament dates. Did a bit of sightseeing, partying, whatever you want to call it. And then I'm in Trinidad in full lockdown quarantine as protocols, as they say about the bubble or the hub, whatever you want to put it. I've got it. We're 3 days deep into quarantine, another week and a bit to go. We can train next week at the ground, but that's the only time you're allowed to leave the hotel. Other than that, you get a knock on a door when your food comes three times a day. and the rest, you got to fend for yourself after that.
So lots of podcasts and lots of Netflix, I can imagine, mate.
I just started Billions last night. Brendan McCullum put me on the Billions. Plenty of Netflix. It's a bit niggly, the time zone, being 14 hours behind guys in Australia. But, yeah, look, it is what it is. I've been here a couple of times. Trinidad's a great city, so I'm waiting for this quarantine to finish. Wouldn't mind a bottle of El Dorado or two coming into my room to get me through a couple of nights, but it is what it is, mate. And, can't wait to start the tournament.
Yeah, so tell us about the tournament and what's happening, mate.
Yeah, so as I said, big journey over the Caribbean, the Caribbean Premier League. This is my fourth team. So I played with Jamaica, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and now I'm with St. Kitts, which is a lovely little island. But obviously, because of COVID, it's all based in Trinidad. Shortened tournament, goes for 4 weeks. So obviously, without the quarantine, it'd be basically in and out. And then after this, I'm off to Dubai for the IPL to play with Mumbai. So I'll do my week. I think it's only 7 days quarantine in Dubai. So I'll do that. Hopefully get thousands of runs in the IPL. And then, put a good memory in their bank for the auction next year. And then depending on the Big Bash schedule, with how obviously COVID's on the rise again in Australia, I might be able to play the T10 tournament in Abu Dhabi.
So unreal.
If you might have misheard me there, T10, so work smarter, not harder. it's a great tournament. I played it last year. Ball of fun, exciting, jam-packed, and that's the brand of cricket I like to play. So if I can get that tournament in, that'd be great, because it's just up the road from Dubai and then back home for the Big Bash. So obviously with the break that we just had, cricket's just going to be flat out for the next 2 years.
And the way you go about it, mate, you probably score 110 overs anyway.
Well, I got a great story about that, because our owner, he said, if anyone gets 100 in T10, I'll buy him a $500,000 joint in Dubai, because he's a property developer, whatever. I was like, yeah, sweet. Mate, shit, you know what? I got a 93 not out, and I faced four of the last 14 balls, and I think I got an 89. And I got out with an over and a half left. I was like, oh, are you kidding?
So close.
mate, it was good fun. Like, you really test, what you can do, and basically how you play cricket in the backyard when you're trying to hit the first ball for six. It's kind of like that. And I wouldn't say it's probably great for my 2020 game, because you're going out there trying to smack every ball. And in 2020, actually, believe it or not, you got more time than what you think. So it's interesting, but as I said, work smarter, not harder.
And how does the Big Bash compare to these competitions that you're playing in, like obviously, the IPL, the Caribbean Premier League, and these other leagues, Lenny? Is it up there, or has it still got a fair way to go?
Mate, I really enjoyed it. It was my favourite tournament, the Big Bash, a couple of years ago, but obviously, and you might have read in the paper a couple of weeks ago, I sort of had a dig at Cricket Australia about it, the season being too long. And, got the big guns don't want to come out for that length of period, especially the fact that our salary cap is nowhere near the the IPL or even as much as like a top paid player in the Pakistan Super League or even the Caribbean Premier League. You know, it's the numbers aren't there. Well, sorry, the dollars aren't there for the international players like it used to be because it was shorter. And we've seen someone like Shane Watson give away the big bash to go play the Bangladesh Premier League, which he probably earns twice or three times the amount in half the tournament, you know, in about a 4 week block. So it's interesting times, but you know, it's still one of my favorite tournaments because I get to run in front of my mum and dad. You know, they're proud moments, they're special moments you never forget, and even your mates and your missus as well. And it's fun. It's playing at the Gabba. I love batting at the Gabba. I've got great memories there. Playing at the MCG, which is probably the biggest and best stadium in the world. And then, yeah, just being at home in Australia. Like, I know you guys down south, it gets a bit colder in winter, but back home, it's, hey, it's 25 degrees, beautiful sunshine. And in the summer, it's just even better. And I love the water as well. I love surfing, love golf. So it ticks all the boxes, the Big Bash.
And obviously, it's still, you know, December's still a few months away, mate, and we're not too sure in terms of the COVID situation how that's going to work out. Fingers crossed we can have crowds by then, but could you see the Big Bash going ahead without crowds?
Mate, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, we are entertainers. And as much as we'd love to have crowds, what's the next best option within the circumstances is basically watching cricket on TV. We've seen the England versus West Indies test match, no crowds. And how many, I'd like to find out how many people actually watched that. And I know for a fact that when day one was washed out of that first day, the Michael Holding segment about the Black Lives Matter, it was one of the most viewed sort of, you know, segments in cricket around the world. Just because people want to see sport, they're gagging for sport. And we're very lucky, you know, whether or not they play, I think the games will be moved. I don't think you'll get games down in Melbourne or Sydney. It'll come up to the Sunshine State. You might even get games in Cairns, Townsville, Metricon, as we played the last couple of years. And you might get crowds there, as the AFL are doing. But, look, it's a long way away. There's a lot of unknowns. And, look, as Australians, we're doing the best we can to accept the people down in Melbourne. If they could please stay inside the next couple of weeks, we'd appreciate that. But like we're doing everything we can because we've got such a proud history of sport. People just want sport back on, and hopefully we're headed in the right direction. But I just find it interesting to make, you know, the schedule, for example, got brought out 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, why they made such a big decision when there's so many unknowns ahead, especially the circumstances we're in with the pandemic. So it's an interesting one, but me personally, I'd love to see crowds, but at the end of the day, as I said, what's the next best thing? People get to enjoy cricket at home on their TV in their own space. But yeah, I'll be doing everything I can to try and get the Brisbane Heat boys back up and running in the semi-finals.
Well, mate, you're always more than welcome in Adelaide. We're happy to have as many games as we can over here because we're going okay with COVID. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's another talking point. Western Australia doing really well as well. So we've got the Wacker Optus and you've got Adelaide Oval. So there's three pitches there that we can use as well as, you know, Metricon and the Gabba. So there might be five grounds that we play the Big Bash out of. And, mate, it's interesting, but we're going to have to wait and see. I voiced my opinion a couple of weeks ago and got shut down quite quickly. So I think I might zip the mouth before I get fined a couple of bucks.
Let your cricket do the talking, which is always a good thing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And let's talk about yourself, mate. You're the co-founder of Playbook Coach, and you've got 400 mentors. It's growing very rapidly all around Australia.
Yep.
For the viewers and listeners out there, what is Playbook Coach? Tell us more about it, mate.
Yeah, so Playbook is it's a concept that I come up with basically when I was injured. I was like, what am I going to do after cricket? And I really love the coaching aspect side of things. I love to get into the coaching world. But as a player, what gave me the opportunity to become the player that I am? And I believe it's a private coach and a mentor. So I've had a mentor since I was 16 and I've got him to this day. And especially it works well in my world because I'm a 2020 cricketer around the world. I can call him any time of the day, anywhere in the world, and he can give me honest feedback. It doesn't have to be long conversations. I might be in form, out of form, just checking in how you're going. And I believe that's what's given me, you know, the best opportunity to do well. And so how I believe the players, you know, the elite players now are harder to get, you know, accessibility to. And I think this is a platform where we can give young kids the same opportunity that I had to be coached and mentored by some of the world's best. in saying that, we're not just an elitist platform. You know, where, you know, there might have been guys that played first grade rugby league, rugby union, cricket, that are now third grade players just helping out the younger guys in the team. They might charge a little bit less than the elite guys, but they're still getting quality coaching. The young guys are still getting quality coaching from that third grade bloke that had, might have 15 years first grade experience. As you said, we've got 400 coaches Australia-wide, all sports, all ages, all abilities. So for me to give back to not only the cricket community, but the sporting community is something that I'm very passionate about. And again, we're all about, our motto is bettering your best. So some guys might want to play for Australia in their sport. Some might want to go from first grade, second grade to first grade. Some might want to move from inside centre to wing. Or we might just, some might just want to have the confidence to play a team sport. And that's the biggest one for me, is giving a kid an opportunity and the confidence to join a team sport. And for me, that's huge, because as I said, Australia's got such a proud sporting background. We're seeing our participation numbers probably aren't what they used to be because of technology. And I'll probably contradict myself a little bit, because it is a website. It is, and hopefully in that one day. But at the end of the day, we're getting kids outside under the beautiful sun, you know, which is, as I said, proud Australians, love their sport, and I want to see the participation numbers through the roof and give kids the accessibility to have quality coaching.
Wonderful, mate. Well done on that. And I will certainly give that a plug for you on our social media and channels and everything else.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, it's, again, it's just something that I'm passionate about, giving back to not only the cricket community, because I've always said, you know, the game of cricket doesn't owe me anything. I owe the game of cricket. But now we've got the opportunity to do that in all sports. And, mate, there's, you know, and we send coaches out to rural areas, central parts of Queensland or rural parts of Australia. Some of Australia's greatest athletes are from places that I've never even heard of. But that's getting less and less now. So to give the kids the opportunity is bloody great.
And let's talk about you again personally, from your own career. Obviously, you're one of the best T20 players in Australia and going around the world. What's it been like to represent your country, though, in T20 cricket and ODIs as well, Chris?
Yeah, it's been awesome. And, you know, as a kid, the dream is to play for Australia. And, yes, it is to wear the baggy green. Didn't quite get there with that. But to represent Australia in, you know, they said T20, and one day is, you know, you see your parents up in the crowd and it's a bloody great feeling, because, well, here you go. My old man built a cricket net down the side of my house. I wanted some goalposts and a footy field, but he couldn't afford the big backyard. So it was a cricket net. And he was quite a handy man, but it's just repaying that faith that people have shown in you. And, you know, I played a lot of sports growing up, and I believe that cross training has made me a lot stronger physically to hit the ball as hard as I do. And, you know, yeah, made me physically fit for and nearly perfect for the game of 2020. I would have loved to play a bit more longer format, but I've got to be realistic with my body. Had a couple of shoulder recons. I'd probably need one on my right in due course, but I'm on the paddock and back throwing with my dominant hand now. And, yeah, it's just, why do I play cricket? Because I love the game. You know, I don't love the game when I'm fielding on day two after lunch. So
every game's a good game.
Exactly. And the opportunity that's presented itself with 2020 around the world just excites me that much. I get to travel, get to meet, you know, superstars of the game. And saying that, it's not all bells and whistles. Like living out of a suitcase, you know, 9 months a year isn't fun, and it is hard work. Yes, I do love my job and I do get to see places, but packing up and living in hotel rooms isn't cut out to what people think it is. So I'm not whinging by any means, but there are a lot of hard work that people don't see behind the scenes that goes into it. And that's why you reap the reward, you know, when you're hitting the sixes and the crowd's going off. You can't beat that feeling.
You always see a big smile on your face when you're doing that, mate. You can just tell you just love it, which is awesome. Good on you. And one of South Australia's favourite sons is Buff Lehman. And I've actually had the great pleasure of meeting him and interviewing him as well. And now he's a Brisbane Heat coach. What's he like as a coach? Does he like dishing out a big spray, or is he pretty relaxed?
Yeah, so I had Buff when we won the Big Bash, BBL02. Darren Lehman was coach. And then obviously he went on to bigger and better things for the Aussie job. Funny enough, he lives around the corner from me now, and he was my first coach at IPL. So we've got a long history there, and mate, it's awesome having Buffer back. And I think he's always coming up with ways. And, you know, for me, he doesn't teach folks how to bat. He's a perfect man manager, because the guys are already good enough to play at that level. So he doesn't need to tell me how to play a straight drive or slog the ball, because he always says, you know, we hit the ball harder than him in his day. He was never on the pitch anyway because he was scared of the fast bowler. So how can he preach something to us that he never did? But he's a perfect coach. Like, the man management keeps the guys in a headspace that they belong in and gets the best out of those players. And that's why everybody loves him. And he's always said there's more to life than a game of cricket. You get a duck, you drop a catch. Fuck, sorry. Like, the sun will come up tomorrow. It's not the worst thing that's going to happen to you. I mean, this year, because we were below par for the Brisbane Heat, Buff had a heart attack on his 50th birthday. We nearly killed him from our performances. It's like, oh my God.
We shouldn't laugh, but yeah, that's
it. We shouldn't laugh, but now he's out there, and I've had a beer with him the other day, and he's in a good space. Obviously,
good to
would
hear.
Have taken a huge toll, would have had a huge toll on him from coming from South Africa with the saga. And mate, as he said, there's more to life, but to have him back on board is exceptional. And, you know, the fun factor around the Brisbane Heat is so high at the moment. You know, we bond together as a unit. And, you know, I think you're going to see some pretty cool things coming out of the Brisbane Heat next year under Buff.
Yeah, well said. And obviously, obviously it's great news to hear that Buff's up and about and having a beer with you, mate. That's good. We all love
him.
So.
He's waiting for a smoke, but I think he's going to hold off. He's got a bit too much to lose.
And now, we recently saw the Test documentary on Amazon Prime, Chris. And, you know, personally, I loved it, being a cricket mad lover, and lots of people around the world talked about how good it was. We saw the inside of the dressing room for Australian cricket, the ups and the downs of the last couple of years. Is it really like that, what we saw in the video, or they just sort of highlighting just some of the, you know, some of the moments that we want to see on TV, or is it really like that behind the scenes?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I believe it's fair dinkum, but it's probably a bit easier, a bit lenient to probably a couple of blokes. So at the end of the day, if you don't have approval from the head coach to have the cameras in, they're obviously going to look after the head coach. They're going to look after the head coach, Langer, Smith, Warner and Payne. And believe it or not, they probably deserve that. You know, they're four blokes that have a big say in that cricket team and, you know, contribute a lot to their success. So it's a bit like the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary. You're not going to follow cameras in and then bag the shit out of him, are you? But it's, you know, what you see is what you get. The blokes, I think because there's so many cameras around, and obviously with Channel 9, Channel 7 and Fox Sports, there's cameras everywhere. So if you're quiet one day, Larry the next, you know, people see right through that. So the blokes just, you've got to be yourself and you've got to be genuine. And that's something that I've always prided myself on. But it's a great watch. It's great viewing. The fact that we won the Ashes was even better. I think they wanted to finish it off at the World Cup final, but we didn't quite get there. So what was the next best thing is winning the Ashes away in England. So I mean, credit's got to go to the guys there. That's not an easy road, especially the fact we're talking about time away from home. That's a World Cup, and the preparation before that, when guys were at IPL, then up to Brisbane for a camp, guys weren't in their own bed for, oh man, a good 6 months. So that's, you know, that's hats off to those guys and people, you know, behind the scenes watching on TV don't understand, you know, that toll that it takes on the players. So it was great to see, and the fact that, you know, we've had a rough couple of years in Australian cricket. So to see the guys smiling and celebrating fucking makes the heart go warm. And, you know, I was, when I was a kid, I was an Australian cricket fan. When I got to play for Australia, I'm obviously a fan. Now that I'm not quite in the system, I'm still an Australian cricket fan. So I love seeing the guys win. I love seeing my mates, you know, do well. And, it's bloody good to see.
You've answered that very well, mate. And, well, today's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Lenny. Keep up the great work with your T20 stuff, and you know, looking forward to seeing you doing your great things again in the Big Bash in obviously this season coming up.
Yeah, appreciate that, and hopefully, as I said earlier, hopefully Brisbane Heat can get a couple of wins. I might see you down in Adelaide if we get a couple of games there. I don't mind batting there on the shorter straight boundaries, shorter square boundary. Sorry, but yeah, no, appreciate that, and hopefully, fingers crossed. Not only Australian cricket, but just Australia is improving in general with the pandemic. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well said, mate. Enjoy, obviously, the Caribbean as well. And thanks for your time today. Keep up the great work as well with the Playbook Coach. That's a wonderful initiative you're doing. And like I said, I'll definitely share that in the socials for you, and hopefully get to have a beer with you one day as well.
Thanks, Bev. I appreciate it, mate. I'd love to do that.
Take care. Thanks, Lenny.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.